Students and teachers are delighted the government has eased NCEA and university entrance requirements this year. Teachers can now grant up to 8 or 10 credits to recognise learning students have completed that has not been formally assessed. The number of credits required for merit and excellence endorsements has dropped by a couple of credits, and so has the number of credits required in each of the three approved subjects for university entrance. Year 13 student Olivia Simpson from Kaipara College says the changes are a big relief.
It's going to make a huge difference. You know, when we started this year, we all had all of these opportunities. We all started on a level playing field. And what this has done is it's given equity for all students in New Zealand.
And on the line now is the principal of Kaipara College, Steve McCracken. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Corinne. How are you?
Very well. Now, you had been pushing for some changes here to give students a break. Are you pleased with what they've come up with?
Yeah, very much so. And this aligns really nicely with what the government did a few weeks ago, pushing exams out by a few days as well. I think the Professionals Advisory Group have really informed the NZQA and the government really solidly, and we've got a sensible solution to an unprecedented problem, Corinne.
So for parents, just explain what it means. They're going to get one additional learning recognition credit for each 5 credits they've attained. How does that work?
Yeah, that's right. So our understanding at the moment is, yeah, exactly as you put it, for every 5 credits earned, the NZQA, once all of the credits are entered, post-Christmas, I assume, they'll award an extra additional learning recognition credit. So therefore, for NCA Level 1, up to 10 learning recognition credits will be awarded, and that will allow a little bit of flexibility in terms of what students are able to achieve, considering the time of learning that's potentially being missed by some students across the country.
And what difference will it make for students in terms of the pressure that they're perhaps putting on themselves?
Yeah, absolutely huge. Speaking to some of our students yesterday and the clip that you just played around Olivia, it's clear that there's a sense of relief now that they can actually understand and comprehend the fact that their learning is not going to be affected, and the recognition in which they're going to receive from NCEA is actually going to be creditable, and moving forward into their post-secondary school qualifications is going to be relevant for them.
And for those who are sort of nearing university and the entrance to university, talk us through some of the changes there for those 3 approved subjects. How much of a difference will that make? I mean, is it lowering the bar quite a bit or not that much?
No, I don't think it is lowering the bar. It's actually taking into account the fact that we have lost time, and I think it also holds up the credibility of the NCA qualification overall. And so for some of our students, if that the 12 credits at 3 university-approved entrance subjects is what is being proposed and going to be in place, then that has a significant impact on assessment for those students and allows our students, all students across the country, to really focus on quality of learning rather than quantity of credit counting.
How have students readjusted? I mean, what are you seeing? Are you seeing any trends coming through, people struggling, slipping back a little bit? What has been, a couple of weeks now, what's it been like?
Yeah, I was in some of our classrooms yesterday, Corinne, and speaking to a variety of students across all year levels, and there's a real mixture. Some enjoyed and really thrived on the online learning and learning from home and taking control of their own learning, and some really struggled, whether it was due to accessibility of devices and online learning full stop, or whether it was having the skills and attributes to be able to motivate themselves and undertake their learning without having a teacher there over them, left, right and centre, if that makes sense, Karen.
It does. And I'm just wondering, too, in terms of any change to Level 1, how significant will that be for your school if you can relax some of those social distancing rules?
Yeah, that's going to be really positive for us. We're going to be able to rehold school assemblies, so rebuild a bit of culture and bring students together in a uniform way. But for most schools across the country, from what I'm hearing, particularly for our school, it's almost business as normal already. And we are trying our best, obviously, to keep students apart and make sure that they're socially distancing themselves. But the reality is far different. What we're really excited about in the next couple of weeks is getting school sport up and running again, Karen. That's going to engage some of our kids both inside and outside the classroom.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much for that. Steve McCracken there, the principal of Kaipara College.